second hour of Fans in the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Zach Shreef, talking a little bit about the Saints and Steelers and also Pelicans and Lakers. At this hour, 5:35, we'll have Lance Moore coming on with us. I told you, Miss Carolyn Bubbles, you guys would lead off the show. Give us a call, 504-260-1870, or text 870-870. I'll go to Bubbles and see. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Starting to get worked up over Sunday's game, you know.
Well, I got to ask you about this nickname. Is that a nickname? Is that what your friends call you? Or you don't want nobody?
That's a nickname.
You don't want nobody to know who you are, and so that's what you go by?
Oh, believe me. If people hear that it's Bubbles, they'll know who it is.
Okay. Well, cause,
I believe that. No one's forgetting Bubbles.
Not too many, but I told our onboard engineer, Tim, I can't be calling no man no Bubbles, you know. So that's a young lady. I said, oh, well, I can at least do that. But Bubbles. But, okay, I'm sorry.
It.
Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. So I heard you guys talking about being superstitious. And, Deuce, you don't want them talking about going to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and all that stuff. And I have similar superstitions. I don't like it when the fans start hoodadding early in the game. You know, I don't like that. I want us to hold on to like the end of the third, early fourth. I don't want us to assume anything. And then when all the commentators pick us, I don't like that. Just like they did for Dallas, I don't like it. I don't care if Terry Bradshaw picks us. He picks us all the time. But I don't want them all picking us. And, you know, with Drew, we always have a chance. I always have faith. Always in the back of my mind, I think we're going to win, but I don't want us to assume anything because I think that's dangerous.
So I got to ask you a couple questions. When you go to the game, particularly this year, have you been going by yourself or have you been going with the same people?
I go with different people.
See, that's the problem right there.
And sometimes I've gone by myself.
That's the first problem we got, okay? We're going to have to fix that. Second problem or second question, when you go to the game, are you wearing a different outfit or are you wearing the same outfit? Do you have the same shoes on? Do you have different socks? How are we running?
No,
this?
I have different shirts. I always wear. I start on Friday. On Friday is Black and Gold Friday.
Okay.
At my office. I wear a different Saint shirt every week. I do wear the same earrings.
Okay, so the jewelry is the same.
The earrings are the same, yes.
So, but
the clothes are different.
You change watches and you don't wear the same shoes. I understand if you're a woman and you wear different shoes. I could take that. But, I mean, we're going to have to get some other part, a piece of accessory that's the same, okay?
Can you two hear Miss Bubbles? Do y'all hear each other talking right now? I'm over here in pure amazement. Now I know I'm in the minority. I mean, this is a superstitious city in general, but I got my guy Deuce over here dead serious, talking about how many times he loops his shoestrings before games to make sure the Saints get a win. I don't get it.
So I have to. This is one of my final questions. When you leave to get to the game, do you get there at the same time? Or do you take a different route and you just get there whenever you get there?
So I normally ride with friends who have a parking pass.
Oh, I don't.
My tickets are always in a different place because people. I normally get tickets from the kindness of friends and business associates. So I go to different seats, but I ride with them. We go the same way, and we usually leave at the same time.
Okay, well, we're doing pretty good, Miss Bubba. So, I mean, we just got to fix some of that other stuff. So, you know, these next, we're going to say seven games
Seven games?
Yeah, seven games. Four games, five, whatever.
Six games.
Okay, excuse me.
Five games. It's five games.
Five games.
Playoffs, Super Bowl, five games.
I don't know how many games we have
well,
left.
Well, we're working through it. I'm still trying to figure out what dude's talking about. So, I'm a little bit thrown off. But, yeah, it's five games to go to the game that nobody wants me to say the name of.
Yeah, so next five games, we got to set. Okay, come on.
Here's the biggest problem that I have. I've been to every home game this year.
Yes.
Every single one. I've been there for all the wins. I don't have a ticket for Pittsburgh. I'm desperately, I've been working my friends and people I haven't talked to in years. I'm trying to get a ticket because I can't afford to pay $300 for a nosebleed ticket. So I'm still working on it.
Bubbles,
I'm hoping to be there.
Bubbles, you're in the same situation. Me and Deuce, we were literally talking before this started about, man, I can't even get tickets.
Yeah, it's rough. This is a tough ticket.
It is a tough ticket.
I saw an article. I think Rod Walker wrote it. I mean, this is the toughest ticket in sports this weekend, not just in the city, but in sports.
Most expensive ticket, in the country.
And so,
it's crazy.
You're not alone, but you need to call some of your good friends and tell them that, hey, look, this is what's got to happen.
I know. Well, I talked to the friend I ride with last night, and she's like, did you get a ticket yet? I'm like, no, I'm still working on it. She said, I have faith in you. I know you're going to do it. You haven't missed any games this year. I have tickets for the Carolina game, but I don't have tickets for this game.
All right, well.
I only need one, but, you know, all still. Right.
Well, if we lose, call us back next week, Bubbles, and we'll blame you.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for calling us. And, yeah, Zach, I mean,
you know what? That's all I got.
Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Zach. Welcome back to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Zach with you guys for about a little over an hour or so. In the next 15 minutes, 10 minutes or so, we got Lance Moore coming up to talk a little bit about the Saints and the Steelers matchup. I'm going to get to Be Trusty. Hello. Thank you for calling
WWL.
What's
happening, Deuce?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Happy holidays to y'all.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you. So everybody was talking about your superstitions and stuff, too. I'm one, too. I ain't even much lie. I think I'm the jinx, and I'm going to tell you why.
If you the jinx, then I don't need you on the phone with us.
No. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what it is. No, I'm a good jinx. So, look, I used to live in Atlanta. I moved out there after the storm. I lived out there for 10 years. And I used to get tickets to the game out there. Every time
we were going to a Falcons game?
No, going with the Saints play.
Oh, okay.
No, indeed. I would never,
Okay.
So, whenever I would go to see the Saints play out there, we lose. Anytime we go live. So, I was like, I ain't going no more. So, I came back home, moved back, and started getting tickets to the game. And unfortunately, every time I went to watch the game, we lose. So, I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going. I'm not going to watch the game. I'm not going to watch them live no more. I'm going to just stay away from the dome because I'm not jinxing my team no more. So the only game I went to this year was Tampa Bay.
Be trusted.
So, yes, sir.
You got to stay at the house, brother.
Yes, sir. And I've been staying at the house nonstop. But, I might go to the tailgate and check out. And after that, I'll be like, all right, I'll see you later. And I'm gone. I'm going home. I watch it on TV. I'm who that to the bone. But I want to make sure that we get to where we need to be.
Well, we
that means I got to.
We show appreciate it.
Stay away from the dome.
You can tailgate all night long, but just don't step in that dome, brother.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. Appreciate you calling us.
That's the most fiscally responsible jinx of all time.
I mean, if he's going to be janky like that, I mean, he know the problem.
That's good. Yeah, at least he's identified it. Right?
Yeah, he knows the problem. When you go into the game, you stand in a different city, you know, you bring in some bad luck, and then even come back home. In the one game we done lost at home, you were there. So, I mean, that's the problem.
You know, it makes me feel better. All these years I've been thinking that we lost the Chiefs game in 2012 because of me.
You probably went to the stadium too early.
I gave up a safety. I gave up two sacks in the fourth quarter.
Well, tell me.
I always assumed it was my fault.
No,
I took credit for it after the game, but turns out.
It was something that you did.
Bubbles unforgot her T-shirt, Trusty was in the club section.
Well, that was true, but see, you probably went to the stadium too early, or you ate something new that you wasn't supposed to be eating.
I got my butt whipped is what I got. That's what happened.
You ate something new that you wasn't supposed to be eating, and you know we know the results, and so you changed back up.
Man, you got anything to say about the Steelers?
Well, that's what I was about to ask you to start. Let's talking about this game on Sunday, just to get your thoughts on it. I'm gonna give you, I'll give you a little time, but just when we talk about when we look at these two teams, okay, we talked earlier when we had Trey on offensive lines. Their offensive line has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think just tell me what you want to tell me about this game, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts.
Man, you couldn't even get a question out to me there.
I ain't had no question for you.
I think you're all worked up. Yeah. Listen, the Steelers front's really good. It's a really good group. Maurkice Pouncey in the middle. DeCastro is one of the better guards in football. Alejandro Villanueva starting at tackle in the Pro Bowl for them, left tackle. Ramon Foster, super underrated. Ramon Foster is like my favorite kind of player. They never pay him a lot of money. All he'll do is go in, play 16 games every year at a high level. Nobody says anything about him because he doesn't totally look like the part. But he's an excellent football player.
So he built bad.
He's just like me.
He built bad. That's what you mean.
Right. So the front's really good. Now, that hasn't equated to them running the football real well. And it's interesting because this is a team all season long, and really it's in all aspects. It's what team are you getting?
Right.
So you got a football team that's run for 130 plus six times and then a football team that's run for less than 50 five or six times.
Is that because they get discouraged and they want to throw it because they got Ben?
I think they play bad a lot. It's inconsistent. The team is inconsistent.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's really odd because it's a really talented roster. I mean, just think about it. That's a team that lost one of, if not the most dynamic running backs in football.
Right.
Right? And is still highly productive. Right? It's the number four offense in football, number five scoring offense in football. There's a lot of teams that couldn't do that. I'll tell you right now, you take the Rams running.
Gurley?
You take Todd Gurley off that football team, they've won eight games right now.
Well, and he's dealing with a knee issue right now.
And they're going to put him on the shelf because they know they need him because
I don't know.
Everything runs through that. They're going to put him on the shelf.
You think so? I mean, right now they're saying he's going to play.
I think they would rather go back to Chicago than lose him for the playoffs.
Yeah, because if they lose him totally, then
they're playing the 49ers and the Cardinals the last two weeks.
That's correct, but the 49ers are better. I won't call them good, but they're better.
I mean, if you can't beat the 49ers without Gurley, I got nothing for you. But so it's an inconsistent team. It's a talented team. A lot of talented skill players. The defense is good. It's a solid defense.
Well, before we go to defense, I want to get your take on the kicker. I mean, because they just paid him. We talking special
teams,
the kicker.
They just paid him?
They paid him earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they paid him earlier this year. He signed in a five-year deal.
He has not come through. He's 11 of 18 on the season. He's been atrocious. I think he's missed four extra points.
He's been
extremely incorrect. I think he's like 3 of 8 from 40 to 49, which is, you know, a bulk of a lot of your kicks are coming in that range anymore in the NFL. He's been really inconsistent. Missed one last week. Came back and made one, a 48-yarder to give them the lead. I think either that or to tie in the fourth quarter last week against New England. But, yeah, if you look at this game, and as you get further into the season, there's a few things. This is playoff football right now, right? We're in playoff football mode. Next week is like would be if we win, it would be kind of like bye week time. But this is playoff football on Sunday. You got to play good defense. You got to run the football, and you got to find an edge. That's because when you're playing another good team, that's what you need.
Do you think one of them, Saints or Steelers, do you think one of them – try to steal a possession?
I think the Steelers have to steal a possession, and they know that. I don't think there's any question. You look at these two teams, home and on the road, the Saints this season at home have been, like, unstoppable.
Well, from an points and turnover
and
perspective.
And everything. Listen, 38 points per game. Drew's thrown for 312. He's got a 133 rating, 20 touchdowns. He's thrown one interception, and it was a baloney interception. It was a pass interference.
Pass interference.
Right? And the Steelers on the road are averaging 22.9. They know they have to steal a possession in this game.
I got you.
And I'm just saying, if things get close, if things get even here and things get down to the wire, you need kicking. You need defense.
They don't trust the kicker.
And they don't trust him at all. So I think the Steelers end up doing something stupid in this game at some point, going for it when they shouldn't, or forcing that issue because they just don't feel comfortable. And you look across the ball, and the Saints are the complete opposite. If it's within Will Lutz's ability to kick a football far enough, we're going to put him on the field for three.
All right, when we come back, Lance Moore at Lance Moore 16 will be joining us. Miss Kara, Ron, Jennifer, you guys will be right after Lance. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Zach on WWL. I don't even know how to start this. I didn't hit play on this song, but this is what we listening to on Fans and the Pro.
Man, everybody loves this right now. So I do want to – well, let's go to Lance. I'll tell why we played that. Lance Moore is joining us now on the phones, and Lance has played in Pittsburgh now. Lance, I don't remember if you were there the last time we played. I don't think you were. I think – this would have been all the way back to probably 06, but They play Renegade on the scoreboard in between the third and fourth quarters in Pittsburgh, and they do like highlights of the current players mixed with all like their legendary players. It is awesome. Is it not, Lance?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, that's cool. Kind of like one of the traditions that they've done there for a long time, and the fans just go crazy. And it's, I mean, it's kind of like a little bit of a momentum booster, especially if they're on defense at that time.
Yeah. Lance, you and Zach got too much energy. If y'all are paying attention to the music and some lights flashing, going off, talking about some, I don't even know, that's some sticks or somebody going on. Hey, look, man, you need to be looking at the paperwork. Now they got the tablets. You need to be looking at the pictures and seeing what a adjustments you could be making between the third or fourth quarter, or stretching out, not paying attention to no music in the background.
Lance, Deuce is literally the guy that tells you to get off his lawn now. That's what Deuce McAllister has turned into. Get off my lawn.
How fast they change, huh, Zach?
I'll tell you what. I've been that way. How you doing, Lance?
Okay. Doing well, man. Up here in Northern California at my in-laws, getting ready for the holidays.
So I saw the Christmas picture, the family. I don't know if that was an official family Christmas picture or what.
That was a California Christmas picture.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a nice picture.
Well, yeah. I mean, every year my wife has some sort of a theme for our holiday Christmas card. And this year we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we were having a California Christmas. So that's why we did it at beautiful La Jolla Cove in San Diego, California.
So you don't have any say in that?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I just yes, ma'am, and make sure that everything is packed in the car and we're on time. That's pretty much it,
man,
for me.
Deuce don't have a say either. Nah, you got a beautiful family.
Yeah, Lance, you got to do better than that, my man. You got to come on now.
Man, Deuce doesn't have any say whatsoever in it.
Lance, you have to do better than that. But we're going to talk about this Saints and Steelers matchup. And just, you know, last couple of weeks there's been a fuss because the Saints haven't been putting up the offensive numbers that they had when, you know, you had 10 straight games. And a lot of it, you know, some whether it's attributing to offensive line play, whether it's attributing to the receivers, you know, just tell us. When you talk about the receiver play and being on the same page with Drew in this offense, what all goes into it and just some of the things that some of those young receivers that we have that they're up against?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you have to look at it from the standpoint of what's been going on with them wins and loss wise. I mean, obviously, we dropped the game to the Cowboys and the offense obviously didn't put up many points at all. Then the next couple of weeks, there's not a lot of points, but they managed to win games. Obviously, what the team has done throughout the season, putting up a ton of points, we know they're capable of it. It's just kind of getting back to the basics and making sure that they're executing. I mean, we've had a few kind of uncharacteristic drops, a few uncharacteristic turnovers, and just haven't been able to sustain drives because there's been a lot of penalties as well. I mean, those are things that are hard to overcome when you're playing good teams, especially late in the season. Obviously, you're playing on the road a bunch of games in a row where, a couple of them, the weather's not perfect. But we get to come back home this week and kind of right all those wrongs and solidify a first-round bye this week. You're only as good as your next opportunity in my mind. And I think if they go out and handle their business this week against Pittsburgh, this conversation about them not looking as good will be over.
Lance, I know you're kind of a student, a studier of receivers, and I've always had a respect for different guys around the league. Antonio Brown is fellow Mac guy, Lance being from Toledo and Antonio Brown from Central Michigan. You know, he's a fifth-round pick. It always amazes me a guy can go to the fifth round and last that long and then turn into such a predominant superstar in the NFL. What makes him so talented? What makes him so good, in Pittsburgh in that offense?
Well, I mean, his work ethic is like nothing I've ever seen. And obviously, you guys know I've been around some really good players, some great players. But this guy is fanatical in his preparation. I mean, he does – off-season like workouts during the season. Like, you'll have a full day's work, a long Wednesday or Thursday practice, and this guy's talking about going home and eating dinner real quick so he can get to the gym and get his workout in after all that. I mean, there's a reason why the guys that are really, really great players are great. It's because the way that they prepare and the way that they get themselves ready day after day after day, and that's not anything that ever stops. I mean, it's a repetitive process. And like I said, he's fanatical about it, and that's why he's able to have success. And obviously, the chemistry that he's got with Big Ben, I mean, being there and being in that huddle and seeing these guys work is impressive. And there's a, you know, a reason why Big Ben is really looking at him first and foremost on just about every single pass play, because he knows that AB is capable of making those plays.
Obviously, this year we've had some issues behind Michael Thomas, behind Alvin Kamara, and Mark Ingram, getting some production out of some of these young guys. So, in your opinion, Tre'Quan Smith, Tommy Lee Lewis, Keith Kirkwood, Austin Carr, which one of those guys do you think has the best opportunity to step up down the stretch here and become that consistent second option in the passing game?
Keith Kirkwood, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, he's a guy that you can tell every single time he's on the field is extremely hungry and is taking advantage of this opportunity like no other. He's a very, very versatile guy. I think he's a guy that can play inside and outside. He's not a small guy, so they won't be nervous about him being in on run plays, whereas they used to be a little nervous about some of us in on run plays back in the day. But he's a guy that stepped up. I mean, he hasn't played in a whole lot of games, but each game he seems to show up and make a big play in a big moment. And I think that's something that's going to continue down the stretch. And I think week in and week out, you see Drew gaining more and more confidence in him.
Lance, we talked enough about the game. You got to tell me about this acting career that you got going on. Man, what are you doing?
I mean, I really haven't had too much going on as far as that goes. It was kind of a little fun thing that I thought was going to be something that could take off. But, you know, kind of once I dabbled into the broadcasting a little bit, I kind of pushed that to the wayside and haven't really circled back to it much. But I think that my family and I will be re-premiering our family YouTube page here in 2019. So maybe we'll see a little bit of that hat coming back on once we relaunch that coming in the near future.
Lance, one thing before we let you go, I wanted to share this with you. On our text line, I want to read these texts to you. I just had to turn you guys off now that Lance Moore's coming on. He's my wife's favorite player, and we all know why. And I said, listen, man, it's just radio. You're fine. And the response was, even the voice gets her. And all his sexy end zone dances. So I just want to share that with you, man.
A man said that I have sexy end zone dances?
We got to go. We are signing off. Lance Moore at Lance Moore 16. Lance, thank you for your time, sir. I'm going to be looking to see if you got your SAG card and seeing if you got a speaking line or extra, what you got going on in the movie world.
All right, man.
Thanks,
check me
Lance.
Out.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, Lance. God. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Zach here on WWL. Welcome back to Fans in the Pro with Zach and Deuce. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 or text 870-870. That was Lance Moore, had some good info on the Saints as well as the Steelers. But I'm going to get to the phone line. Run from Williamsport. Hey. Say it again.
Yes. Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you from Pennsylvania, Williamsport. Mr. Ron, how you doing?
Good, but I'm for the Saints.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
We appreciate it, Mr. Ron.
You gotta defend which you stand. You gotta defend your turf. You know.
Yes, sir. Because Saints are at home this week, so they gotta defend their home field turf. And it looks like obviously playing the Steelers is going to be a – even though I know you're Pennsylvania, you're up there with the Steelers, but you for the Saints. So, Mr. Ron, we appreciate you listening to us, and hopefully we can get a victory on Sunday.
Yeah. Let's go back to them. How about – who else is on there? How about Rick or Jennifer? How about go to Jennifer?
Man, this ain't my board, Ron. I mean, this ain't normally my board.
Hey, so. Maria, now.
Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you turn your radio down a little bit?
Turn your radio down a little bit, please.
Oh, I'm on the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You on the Bluetooth, so everybody hearing us talk in our conversation. Can you hear us now, Miss Jennifer?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're yeah, good. What do you got for us? What's with your Saint rituals?
Okay, so I actually missed my godson's birthday because it was during the Saints game. And I'm from the West Bank and live in Bugaloosa. There was just no way the logistics were going to work out. So I just didn't go to his birthday party. And my best friend is so mad at me.
Did you get him double gifts?
I mean, I have to.
Yes.
To try to make up for it.
Yes.
They didn't have the Saints game on at the birthday?
Okay, but I curse a lot during the game, and we drink a lot, and we hoop and holler, and you can't do that at a child's birthday party.
That's fair enough. Can't do that. Well, I mean, Jennifer, listen, if you know, it's everyone has priorities, and if yours is not at the kid's birthday party, I'm not gonna judge you for that.
Jennifer, you gotta double up on those gifts.
You do have to double up on the gifts for sure.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, he'll have another birthday. So.
That's right. Oh yeah, he will.
That's right.
Well, yes, he will. We appreciate you for giving us a call. Thank you, Miss Jennifer. I'm going to try to get to Rick the Ruler, who has a question about, well, I guess you're going to make me go to break, huh? See,
that,
Zach, I tried
music,
to come up.
That music says, get out.
Yeah, that music. See, Zach, I tried to come over here and run your board. I thought I was doing good, and I started to hit some buttons, and then everything went haywire.
I got you, buddy.
Well, I surely appreciate it. You listen to Fans and the Pros with Deuce and Zach. We got Jake Madison coming up at the top of the hour to talk a little Pels. Pelicans play the Lakers tonight at 9:30 on ESPN. We want to squash some of these Anthony Davis rumors. You're listening to WWL. Welcome back to Fans and the Pro. Me and Zach will be with you for another 30 minutes. We've got the LSU basketball and Furman matchup coming up at 6:30. Nate, Rick, Jerry, you guys will lead us off. I got to give you my opinion of how I see the Saints-Steelers matchup going down. But, Zach, I got a question for you before we go to the top of the hour. You done got all your Christmas out the way?
I'm done.
You done?
Yeah.
Are you a shopper?
I got a wrap still.
Oh, you rap too?
Yeah, for my wife. Just for my wife.
So you don't rap at the store?
No.
You don't let them rap it at the store?
I mean, it's not like when I walked in, you know, I can't tell you what store, but they didn't have like gift wrap in the back of the room. No, I was in a hurry. I grabbed my stuff I needed. And I got some stuff sent in, and I'm going to go upstairs tomorrow morning. I'm going to wrap it all up, make it look good, and get it ready for my wife.
Like with Christmas wrapping, paper, absolutely, and everything.
Absolutely.
You got clear or colored tape?
Clear.
Clear?
Yeah.
I just asked.
Is that a thing? I've never seen that.
Yeah, man.
No. Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna wrap all her stuff up. But we're done. Thank goodness.
All right. Well,
it gets harder every year. I swear.
No doubt about it. But
how about you? You done?
No, I got some. Got some work to go.
Got some work to do. Have fun with that. Mall's been a blast lately.
Got some work to do. But this is Fans and the Pro with Deuce and Zach. We will be right back.